We welcome back to the program a multi-talented guest of the show. He is a comedian, author of the wonderful book Nice Try, the host of the Make My Day podcast, Emmy Award-winning writer with Desus and Marrow, Josh Gondelman with us. Josh, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me back.
Now, you have, I'm guessing, what, so many Emmy Awards now, but you use them as a doorstop?
It's a problem I never considered having, but my in-laws are always pleasantly threatening to buy us a trophy shelf, but we live in Brooklyn and there is no space for additional furniture. So I think in the future, I'm going to have to leave Desus and Marrow and write for less well-liked shows.
Ah, well, we may have an opening. let's talk about what's coming up this Friday. Your terrific podcast doing something special. Friday at 8 o'clock, a live stream featuring much of the crew from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Peter Sagal, Tom Baudet, and Paula Poundstone, who is the reigning champion of our Downtown Madness competition, voted by our listeners as our favorite guest of the last year.
Amazing. Oh, Paula's the best. Tom and Peter are also the best. It's going to be really fun. It's a live stream show, so there will be some audience interaction, and it's a game show where the premise is to cheer me up. So guests from Wait Wait will be competing to cheer me up, and the tickets will go to benefit Hatch Space, which is a nonprofit that Tom works with that like works to preserve and promote woodworking, and there are classes for kids. It's a really cool spot, and I'm really excited for the show.
Yeah, we had Tom on a while back, and he was telling us about Hatch Space, and it's such a great idea over there in Vermont that it's both a community woodworking space, but also a school for people of all ages to learn woodworking.
Yeah, it's really neat, and he asked if we could partner on the show, and I'm so excited to have these great guests, and it's so lovely that they donated their time. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's online, so anybody anywhere can enjoy the show through a platform called Moment House, which is very cool and exciting.
I reached out to Tom to see if he had any time. I said, I know it's late notice, but if you wanted to come on Thursday or Friday, we're talking to Josh today. And he said, have fun with Josh. I've got shows Thursday and Friday evenings and dare not distract myself from my napping and procrastination.
He's a more diligent man than I am.
Well, anybody who doesn't listen, we love Make My Day. It's been a huge success for you. Now you're in the habit of being on the other side of giving people online pep talks, but the concept of the show has worked out great, and it's always so much fun.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really fun. And I mean, I think really the goal, I say that the goal is a game show to cheer me up, but really what it is to kind of put a half hour every week of like real fun, silly stuff out for the audience to enjoy and to hopefully brighten the listener's day. And I've had, just the great fortune to have really great guests on. From Mike Birbiglia has been on, Desus and Marrow, my bosses, were very generous to do it. Z-Way, whose new show on Showtime is airing now. Really great, cool guests.
We're talking with Josh Gondelman on Downtown. And this was a leap for you. You were on a tremendously successful show last week tonight with John Oliver, and you made the leap to Desus and Marrow, and it's paid off, obviously, with the Emmy Awards, but it's such a great show, and it's captured a moment in our culture here that I'm not sure other shows could do.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, Desus and Marrow are so funny, and I really had the chance to, leave one dream job for another dream job, and it was just, I was ready for a change and to try a job with kind of different responsibilities and a different rhythm. And I'm so lucky to have landed in such a great place. Loved working at Last Week Tonight. I think they do great work, and I'm so proud of the stuff that I got to be involved in there, and so psyched to be at Desus and Marrow. I mean, they're so funny. I think the show is so different than a lot of the late night landscape, just because of who the hosts are and how spontaneous and kind of loose and freewheeling the conversations can be. And it's just, it's a real blast to get to work for them.
And there was also, as I recall at Emmy Awards time, some good natured smack talk going on between your current and past employers.
Yeah, I mean, the Last Week Tonight team is on quite a roll. I think they've won the last 5 in a row, and maybe 6 now? Maybe it's 6. I think it's 5, though. And so, yeah, so I think Jesus and Mero like to kind of tease John and tease the voters of like, oh, so we're just doing this again? And obviously they're very deserving, but I'm really proud of the work we do. And, you know, we'll see what happens for us this year. But we did just win the Writers Guild Award, which is like very exciting and unexpected. The ceremony was from home, and I had a couple drinks at home with my wife, Maris. We got dressed up to watch the live stream and they announced our win. And I was overwhelmed with emotion and whiskey and began to tear up, which is incredibly unexpected. I'm like a very emotional, soft person, but not a big crier. So tears are just streaming down my cheeks. And then the feed froze after Jesus and Mero gave their award speech just because my internet is bad. And I was like, well, this night has peaked. We basically went to bed.
I love that. Some sad news in the comedy world today with the passing of the great Paul Mooney. And we saw on social media that you had opened for him a number of times.
I had. I did a weekend with him in Philadelphia about 8 or 9 years ago. We did 6 shows together. And he was truly, I was mesmerized watching him. He was really incredible to watch. He's obviously a legend, and just the first night, because there was no late show, he did 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
Just like, yeah, just wow. I like couldn't stop watching. It was, you know, because sometimes when you open for someone, you do your set and then you go out to the bar and hang out and talk with friends and stuff. But he was just like an incredible performer, and like not hesitant to say controversial things, if, you know, if he felt that they were true and or funny. And yeah, I was really lucky. He, you know, I think incredibly outspoken politically about issues of race and racism. And I think didn't really have any interest in getting to know me. And so, but I do remember I was talking with his assistant, and she said, we're in Philadelphia, and she said, are you driving home tonight or tomorrow morning? And I said, I have a friend who's driving me home, and Paul is sitting next to me asleep on the couch in the green room. And I say, I'm driving home tomorrow, but a friend is coming with me in the morning. She's going to visit her brother in New York. And he sits bolt upright from napping between shows, and he says, never drive alone if you can help it. Cops are liars and you need a witness at all times. And then he fell back asleep immediately. And that was our one interaction basically for the weekend.
Wow. That is beautiful. What a great story. Listen, I have to ask, do you have any new Dunkin' Donuts swag, or have you changed all of your allegiance now to Polar Seltzer?
I will never shift just to seltzer from iced coffee. I do. The last piece of Dunkin' swag I acquired was they did a bunch of merch, and I got the bathrobe and the sweatpants in the fall, and they're pretty good. The bathrobe is very soft. The sweatpants are very cozy and warm. My stance is iced coffee every day, ICED, and then I've been drinking a lot of seltzer, and I was just visiting my parents in Massachusetts, and my wife and I loaded up the rental car with Polar seasonals that we can't find in our neighborhood and brought them home.
I love that. And I'm a little OCD, and I have to always have 0 messages in my email inbox. I have to get rid of them, but you may have taken it to a new level with a magic number.
Yes. So I have about 79. It's 79 emails that are buried somewhere years ago. And I know I could find them if I wanted to look for the unreads and look at them. But for some reason, at the end of the day, getting myself down to inbox 79 feels so much more manageable than striving for 0 every day. So I just settle for 79. That should be, I should put that on a t-shirt, is settle for 79. Just, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. And I tweeted that yesterday, and then so many people replied that were like, oh, mine, my friend Sadie Dupuis from the band Speedy Ortiz and from her own music as Sad 13, she tweeted like her magic number is 22. She always has 22 emails. And then a bunch of people tweeted their other like weird magic email numbers. And I felt so much less alone.
See, and I have a friend who has like, I don't know, 30,000 yeah. notifications. And I get nervous. My hands start to shake and I want to take his phone and just start going through it.
Yeah, I fully understand that. Because to me, there's a difference between never reading emails and just letting them pile up and having the number be increasing all the time and having a number that's your target. I feel like it's a little different. Maybe the way I do it is weirder.
No.
Because if you never read your emails, that's the commitment.
We couldn't talk with you, Josh, without asking, how is Busy doing?
Oh, my little pug. She's doing all right. She's getting up there in age. She's 14, so she gets carried around like an empress. when we go outside, I carry her down the stairs, and she prefers to be lifted off the couch. But she's we went to the vet to say like, is she okay? Is this natural aging? And the vet put her on a diet, so now she doesn't get any cheese anymore as like a treat for doing. Doing a good job, just like living. We would just give her treats for any reason. But now her treats are limited to veggies and sliced turkey.
Well, you know, that's a fair trade-off. No cheese, but you get carried around.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. She's living the life.
I'm holding out for that myself when I get to whatever the dog equivalent of 14 is.
Yeah, I think that's what we should all aspire to, is just the constant... Basically a piggyback ride.
Yes, and a party hat would help too, but I'll settle for
a little party hat. Be nice.
Josh, we thank you so much as always. Again, live stream this Friday night at 8 o'clock of the Make My Day podcast. Peter Sagal, Tom Baudet, Paula Poundstone, and Josh Gondelman, of course. Josh, thanks so much for visiting with us. Always good to talk with you, and we look forward to doing it again down the road.
Thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure to chat. Have a good one.